Играется.
Today's Amud is Yumon and Aleph Amabez. We're holding by the Mishnah on an Aleph Amabez. So says the Mishnah. So again, the Kohen Gadol, he's holding now the calf of the with the Keteris in it in his left hand, and he's holding the Machta with the Gechalim in his right hand. And says the Mishnah, he would walk through the Heichal. He would walk into the Heichal and walk through the Heichal. And he would continue walking until he got to the two curtains, to the space between the two curtains that separated between the Kodesh, referring to the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ubeinehin Amma. And the space in between the two curtains was an Amma. So there was a separation separating the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was actually two curtains. Fida Tanakama, we'll see in the Gemara more about this, that there were two curtains that separated the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol would go through the Heichal until he got in between these two curtains. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Lehaisa Shem. He says that no, there was not two curtains, rather it was one curtain, Bilvad. It was only one curtain. And he brings the Pasuk, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hevdila pareiches, it says, B'loshen Yachid, that a pareiches shall separate lachem bein ha-kodesh u'bein kodesh ha-kodeshim. So you see, it's only top Lashon Yachid. So you see, there was only one curtain that separated the Heicha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, like the Tanakhama said, that there were two curtains. So says the Gemara, Shapir ka'amar lu Rabbi Yaisi l'Rabbanan. L'chayri Rabbi Yaisi is tiny good to the Tanakhama. The Pasuk seems to say that there's only one curtain that separates between the Heicha and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where do the Rabbanan get it from that there's two curtains? Says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan amri l'cha, the Rabbanan will tell you, that hani mili b'mishkan. That was only dafka by the Mishkan that there's one curtain. Of a b'mikdash sheni, when it comes to the second base hamikdash, kevin de havoy amitraxin, since there was no amitraxin, and we'll explain what this means in a moment, of a mikdash rishon, who the havoy, it was only in the first base hamikdash that there was this amitraxin. So what this means is that in the first base hamikdash, there was a wall called the amitraxin, that was an amethik, and that's what separated the heicha from the kodesh hakodashim. The problem was that in the bayis sheni, Rashi explains, the bayis sheni was very tall. It was 100 amos tall, the heicha and the bayis sheni. So if they were nervous, if they would have an amu wall separation, a wall that was only an amethik, separating between the heicha and the kodesh hakodashim, and again, it had to be 100 amos tall. So a wall, the taller it gets, and when it remains so thin, so they were nervous that it would fall. So therefore, they didn't make an amitraxin in the second base hamikdash because they were nervous it would fall because it was so tall and it would be too thin. So what did they do? So instead they put up a pareiches. Now the problem is, okay, so put up one pareiches instead of the wall. No, because the problem was is v'estapkulu the rabbanon, meaning bizman bayisheni, they were mesupik b'kedushase, they were mesupik about the kedusha of the thickness of that wall. This amitraxin, the thickness of the amitraxin, was that thickness part of the heichal, or was that thickness part of the kodesh hakodashim? That actual space that the amitraxin took up, was that considered space that was part of the heichal, or was that considered space that was part of the kodesh hakodashim? Because the curtain is very thin. So now the shaila is, where do you put the curtain? A curtain is going to be only let's say an inch thick, let's say, or something like that. So where the question is now, where do they put the curtain? Because they don't know now. The curtain is supposed to separate between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim, but they don't know. They didn't know where the kodesh ended and where the kodesh hakodashim began. So v'stapku l'rabbanan b'kedushase kilofnim kilochotz. They didn't know if the thickness of the amitraxin itself, that place was considered kilofnim, like the kodesh hakodashim, or did it have kedushas lachutz, or if it was kilochutz, meaning did it have kedushas heichal, and therefore va'avet shtei pareiches. So therefore, instead, they put up two curtains, because being that they didn't know where to put the curtains, the Tosfos Yeshanim explains is that either way they were stuck, because if they would put up one curtain, so they would have no way to put it up in a way that they would be safe. If they would make it deeper into the heichal, meaning take the chances of making the kodesh hakodashim smaller, they would make it deeper in, so that the heichal would be a little bit larger. So the problem with that is that then you might have a kohen that's doing a vayda in the heichal, and he might walk right near the curtain, he might walk right near the pareiches, and he's really going to be in a place that's kedushas kodesh hakodashim. So that's going to be a problem. And to make it more outside, to take chances of perhaps making the heichal smaller and the kodesh hakodashim larger, The problem with that would be that you might have a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur who goes to be Makter the Ketores, and he's going to stand by the space that's right off of the curtain, and really maybe that's really space that's considered part of the Heichal. Again, they didn't know if it was considered part of the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So being that they didn't know, and there was no way to just play it safe, either way you go with it, you're taking chances, so therefore they had to make two Paroichais. Shagas Ari asked on the Tosfos Yeshanim, that he asked that you don't have to come onto these different Chashashas, he says, Stam, Mitzad the etzem tzuras habinyan. There's a chiyuv to put a separation. The pasuk says, "Ve'evdila pareichas lachem bein hakodesh ubein hakodesh hakadoshim." So mitzad the tzuras habinyan, there's a chiyuv to have something separating between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim. So stam, you need to have the separation in the right place, not because of a chashash. That's the shagas arias kasha on the Tosfos Yeshanim. But either way, the point is that there was a problem if they would only put up one curtain because they didn't know if the kedusha was considered part of the kodesh or part of the kodesh hakadoshim. So therefore, they put up. Therefore, they put up two curtains. And Taisus deals with that L'chayrud, there would seem to be a simple Eitzah, that just make a curtain that's an Amah thick. If you have a curtain that's an Amah thick, and you put it right where the Amah Traxon used to be, so then you're for sure good. So Taisus explains why it's not such a simple Eitzah, Ayin Shum. Says the Gemara Vayter. So now, just a little bit of background. So, we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol, when he goes on his way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he has to go through the Heichal. So now, the Shaila is that we know now he goes through the Heichal. The question is, where along the width of the Heichal does he walk? The Heichal itself was 20 amos wide. So if you imagine now, if we look at a picture, so he walks into the Heichal, now the Shaila is now where along the width of the Heichal, which was 20 amos wide, does he walk through when he walks towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So there's different landmarks as ways that we could use to describe where he walks. And that's because there were three different, Kalim that were in the Beis HaMikdash in the Heichal. There was the Mizbeach, which was in the center. In the center of the Heichal, there was the Mizbeach Hazav. A little bit north of the Mizbeach, there was a Shulchan that had on it the Lechem upon him. It was a Mamish against the wall. It was in between the wall. It was in between the northern wall of the Heichal and the Mizbeach. And then there was a Menorah, which was in between the southern wall of the Heichal and the Mizbeach. So, there was the southern wall, then there was the Menorah, there was the Mizbeach Hazav, then there was the Shulchan, and then there was the northern wall. So now, did he walk between the Menorah and the southern wall? Did he walk between the Menorah and the Mizbeach? Between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan? Or between the Shulchan and the northern wall? So that's going to be the discussion in the Braisa that the Gemara is about to bring. So says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Bein HaMizbeach leMenorah HaMahalich. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that when the Kohen Gadol walked through the Heichal towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the place along the width of the Heichal that he walked was between the Mizbeach Hazav and the Menorah. So on the southern half of the Heichal, but not Mamish all the way against the wall, he was between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Rabbi Meir, Bein Shulchan leMizbeach. He was on the northern half, but again, not all the way against the northern wall. He was between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. The Yesh, I remember, third Shita, that Bein Shulchan leKaisal, that he was mamish all the way against the northern wall. He walked in between the Shulchan and the northern wall of the Heichal. So says the Gemara, Man Yesh Aymrim, who is this Yesh Aymrim who says that the Kohen Gadol walked between the Shulchan and the northern wall of the Heichal, that he was mamish all the way north? Says the Gemara, Amrav Chista Rabbi Yaisi, the Tanu who says this is Rabbi Yaisi, the Amar, who Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that Pischa B'Tzafin Kai. He holds, again we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that there was one curtain that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now where was the entrance when you wanted to go past that curtain into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So which side did you enter from? Was the Pesach on the north or was it on the south? Says Rabbi Yaisi, Rav Chista says that Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that the Pesach, the place where you walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was on the northern side of this curtain. So therefore it made sense when the Kohen Gadol was walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so therefore he walked between the Shulchan in the northern wall of the Heichal, said it should be easier for him, and then he walked through and walked straight into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohen Gadol walked between the Menorah and the Mizbeach on the southern half of the Heichal. He'll tell you that Pischa B'darum Koi. He holds, again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there were really two currents, but he holds that at least the outer current was in the south. So therefore, it's easier for the Kohen Gadol to walk on the southern half of the Heichal. And the Gemara is going to ask, so why not go all the way south? Why did the Kohen Gadol walk between the wall and the Menorah? Why, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, did he walk between the Menorah and the Mizbeach? If the Pesach is in the south, so just like Lefi Rabbi Yaisi, who holds that the Pesach was in the north, the Kohen Gadol walked all the way on the northern side of the Heichal. So Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol should have walked all the way on the southern side. The Gemara is going to address that shortly. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Pesach was on the southern side, so therefore the Kohen Gadol walked in on the southern half of the Heichal between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara now, Rabbi Meir commands Firulei. Who does Rabbi Meir hold like? Rabbi Meir held that the Kohen Gadol walked between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. So says the Gemara, who does Rabbi Meir hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pesach was in the south, so now Rabbi Yehuda. So he should say that the Kohen Gadol walked in just like Fi Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol walked in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, not between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. And Ik Rabbi Yaisi Sfirle, and if he holds like Rabbi Yaisi, that the Pesach was in the north, so that Neil Karebi Yaisi. So he should have said that the Kohen Gadol walked in, like Rabbi Yaisi says, that all the way on the north, between the Shulchan and the northern wall. So says the Gemara, the Karebi Yaisi Sfirlei. He holds the Karebi Yaisi that the Pesach was in the north. So why didn't Rabbi Meir say that the Kohen Gadol should walk in between the Shulchan and the wall, and the northern wall? Says the Gemara, Va'amar Lecha, that Rabbi Meir will tell you that Shulchan is Tzafon V'darim Munachim. That there were other shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech made. He made 10 other shulchanos that went into the Heichal. We're used to there just being the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, and the Menorah. But really, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos that went into the Heichal. So now there's a shaila, which direction were these shulchanos placed in the Heichal? Were they placed from north to south, or were they placed from east to west? North to south would mean that they went along the width of the Heichal. East and west would mean they went along, they were placed and lined up along the length of the Heichal. So it says the Gemara, there be Meir holds at the Shulchanos where Tzafon V'Darim Munachim. They were placed north and south, meaning along the length, along the width of the Heichal. Now in order to make it that all 10 Shulchanos fit all the northern half of the Heichal, which is the halacha that the Shulchan is placed in the north of the Heichal, has to be in the northern half. And again, we said that the whole Heichal itself was only 20 amos wide. So they all had to be placed within the northern 10 amos. In order for that to happen, based on the size of the Shulchanos had to start being lined up already all the way against the northern wall of the Heichal. So therefore, umafsikale Shulchan v'loi misayole. So therefore, Rabbi Meir held that there is no room for the Kohen Gadol to go between the Shulchan and the northern wall, because there is no room, there's no kinesa, there's no entrance, there's no possible way for the Kohen Gadol to walk along the northern wall. He'll just bump into one of the Shulchanos. So that's why Rabbi Meir holds that the Kohen Gadol did not go between the Shulchan and the northern wall. Instead, he went between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. Or we could say that really Rabbi Meir holds that the Shulchanos were not placed north and south, they were placed east and west along the length, and really there was room technically to go along the northern wall of the Heichal. However, Rabbi Meir held that because of the Kavod HaShechina, so it's not proper to just go straight into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the Kohen Gadol would go along the northern wall, so he'd be facing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim the entire time he was walking in. As he was walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he'd be staring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is not proper Derech Eretz. And therefore, Rabbi Meir holds that he didn't go facing the actual entrance, because then he'd be seeing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Instead, he went a little bit south of the entrance, and say he wouldn't be looking in, and then he curved to the north and he went into the northern into the entrance, which was on the northern side of the Pareichas. Rabbi Yaisi Amar Lecha. So what's Rabbi Yaisi going to say back to this Taino? That's not Derech Eretz. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, Chaviv in Yisrael Shlo Etzrichon Akasav L'Shliach. That no, Klal Yisrael is very beloved. That the Torah doesn't require them to have a Shliach when they daven. We get to talk directly to Hashem, and so too our Shliach, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, when he goes in for us, he gets to just go directly in and go straight in while looking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's fine. Says the Gemara. Now going back to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we said the Gemara was going to ask Rabbi Yehuda Nami Neo Bei Menorah L'Kaisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entrance, at least of the outer Pareches, was on the southern side of the Pareches. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say that the Kohen Gadol walked between the Menorah and the Mizbeach? He should have walked between the Menorah and the southern wall to go straight in. And the Tosfos Rashi points out, as well as other Rishonim, that here you can't say it because it's not Derech Eretz to be looking into the Kodesh HaKodashim, because the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that there was two Pareches. So even if he went and the inner Pareches opened up on the north side, so he walked in. The outer Pareches opened up on the southern side, and then he walked along the width of the Heichal, and then he went into the actual Kodesh HaKodashim from the north, because the inner Pareches opened up from the northern side. So therefore the Gemara is asking a valid kasha that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the outer Pareches opened up in the south, so why not just walk along the southern wall? He's not even going to be looking directly into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Nami, Neo, Be Menorah L'Kaisa, why doesn't he go along the southern wall between the Menorah and the Kaisa? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that he goes between the Menorah and the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, because Mishachrei Manei. Because from the Menorah, if he walks against the wall, so his clothes might get dirty. His clothes will get blackened, and they'll get puzzled from being blackened, like the Gemara in Zvachim says, and in Chesam Abeis. So therefore, that if the Kohen Gadol's clothes are dirty, so they're going to become puzzled. So therefore, he didn't walk that direction, so his clothes shouldn't get dirty. I saw an interesting Ara. Ruchai Kanievsky, in Taima Dekra, in Parasha Tzitzaveh, he points out that the pasuk over there brings that Moshe Rabbeinu poured oil on Aaron Kain and his children's big day kuna. It says that So frekt Rav Chaim. So how did they go ahead and do avoda after they just got oil poured onto their clothing? L'chayer, their clothing are dirty, like the Gemara in Zvachim says, so then they should become pasul. If they, now that they're dirty, so they should be pasul. So says Rav Chaim in Taimud Dekura, that no, Adarabba, because they got dirty from a mitzvah, says Ma'amish Adarabba, it's a covet to have that type of dirt on the clothing. Like some people say, like if your clothes get dirty, if a person's suit gets dirty on Shabbos, so Adarabba, that's covet Shabbos, the fact that you're not cleaning it off, and that you have a little bit of dirt on the suit from Shabbos that you can't clean off, so that's covet Shabbos. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this Svara in Parshas Tetzaveh, in time of the Kra. So the kasha is, I saw someone ask Rav Chaim, so what's Pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't walk in along the southern wall because his clothes will get dirty. If his clothes are going to get dirty, here it's from doing the mitzvah. So Adarabba, it's a covet. So why is this a problem? Why would the Big Dekunim become possible? L'chaira, this is a covet. It's part of the mitzvah. So it's brought in the Sefer Tshuva Yisagrach. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that even though a little bit of dirt is covet, but if it gets dirty, Yaiser me die. If it's already too much dirty, so then that's already not called covet anymore. So you see an interesting insight that even though it could be something, a person sitter or chepsa shal mitzvah gets a little bit dirty from the mitzvah, that's a covet, but it gets to a point sometimes where maybe that's a little bit too much and already it's not considered a covet anymore.